Yep, you're good, I hear you.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep. He can't hang around.
Welcome to Our House here at WWDB. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway, and I'm excited to share the first show of the new year with you. We have a lot to cover in a very short amount of time. You know I never have enough time on my show, so I thank you for listening. We're going to be talking about all the things that you can deduct on your 2022 taxes for your home improvements and other things that come into the realm of tax deductions. We're going to break it down as much as we possibly can. So let's end the year on a good note, which we hopefully all did, and started off on the right foot. And you can listen to me if you are in your car. Yay. Thank you for listening. You can listen on the WWDB AM podcast. You can listen on Odyssey. And occasionally you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook if we have the opportunity to go live, which we are live, but you know, we can Zoom it and do it that way. Anyway, I am kind of excited to go over some of the deductions that we could do for 2022, and I advise everybody to start 2023 off on the right note by getting those envelopes together for your home repairs. And not everything is deductible, and not everything is deductible right now. So we're going to break it down into the three areas where you can save money on your taxes. Hopefully you've done some of these improvements. And because we had such a housing boom last year before the interest rates started to rise, we're going to have a lot of new homeowners that may not know some of these things. And so those three areas that we're going to be talking about is capital improvements, which is not necessarily something you can claim right now. And I'll tell you what you could have done or you might have done that will allow you to use some of those capital improvements. We're going to talk about energy efficient home improvements. And we're also going to talk about any medical purposes, medical repairs, additions, things that you had to add to your home during 2022 so that you could live there with some things that might have made your life a little bit more difficult, but the repairs might have made it a little bit easier to live there. So medical purposes. So these are areas where you can and cannot. I am not a tax expert. Let me quantify that at the beginning. I just know that there are some things that we can do to help save you money. I always defer you to a tax expert. And a tax expert should be asking you certain questions about your home improvements. Now, if you do taxes yourself, it can get a little muddly as you go through it. That's my own word, muddly. but you can figure some of this out on your own. And you should, like, if you do like TurboTax or things like that, some of these screens should pop up as you're doing it. But I think sometimes paying a professional, especially if you just bought a house or especially if you just sold a house, because a lot of people were selling a house in 2022. And this is where capital improvements becomes very, very important. Remember, for our contractors, our designers, our tradespeople out there, that if you are self-employed and you are maybe a single person working out of your home with a couple employees, you can use those home improvement or home office tax deductions as long as you do not get a 1040. So if you're getting 1099s from some of your customers, you can do it that way. But there are certain things that you cannot do. If a company, an employer is sending you a tax form, then you cannot take the home deductions. You can't have both. You can't get, 1040 and then go ahead and claim home credits because it's not considered a full-time business. So we're going to talk about things that we can qualify for in home ownership and what the tax credits are for the energy tax credits and how you can get those. But I wanted to start off at the top because of the movement in the home industry over the past year, the buying and the selling of houses, the ridiculous prices that we paid for houses, and the ridiculous prices we got when we sold our houses. There are some great tax deductions that you can get in there. And homeowners are probably saying, like, you know, what kind of tax breaks can I get for, you know, I fixed up my house this year. What can I do? What can I get? It kind of depends on what kind of improvements you made. So it's really important for everybody. And if you didn't do it last year, you're going to be tearing through your records. And why am I doing this now at the beginning of 2023? Yes, we don't have to file our taxes till April of 2023. April 18th, actually, we get a couple extra days instead of the 15th because of the weekend. So why wait till the last minute? So many of us are procrastinators. Let's start the new year off on the right foot and start gathering our information now. So there are some home improvements and some things that you can do to your house that can count towards deductions. You know, there are some things like when you make a home improvement, if you install, central air conditioning, which is something we have to do this year, or you replace a roof, you can't just deduct the cost in the year that you spend the money. You just can't. This is why it is so important to keep a home folder that you just keep it on your desk, keep it in your office, keep it in a drawer, keep it in a box, just keep throwing those receipts in there every time you're doing your home improvements. Because if you keep track of all those expenses, they can help reduce your taxes in the year that you sell your home. So that's why this is important for any of you that have sold your home. And I'm going to go over some of those capital improvements with you. It's also the same thing if you purchased a home this year. If you purchased a home this year, and you knew that the home that you had a lot of home improvements, and you took out extra money, you were able to qualify to get a bigger loan than the value of the house, then you're going to be able to deduct the interest every year for those home improvements that you made, because you'll be able to take it off the interest of the mortgage. And then eventually, if you sell the house, you'll be able to do capital improvements. So let's talk about some of these things that you can do. You can add the cost of capital improvements to the cost basis in your home. So what does that mean? You know, I had to study and look some of these things up too, because I'm like, this is tax language. It's math. That is not me. I am not that person, which is why we have a tax guy, which is why you should have a tax guy, I think, in many, many cases. So what is a cost basis? Your cost basis is the amount you'll subtract from the sale price, the sale of your home, to determine the amount of profit when you sell it or when it was sold. So a capital improvement is something that adds value to your home, it prolongs its life, or adapts it to new uses, hence the medical purposes. So I was a little confused by that term cost basis. And I was like, okay, it's, first of all, it's tax stuff, it's number stuff, it's math. It doesn't fit into my head. I can't wrap my head around it. So I physically had to look it up. And according to the IRS and the way that they use this, the basis is one of the most important words in the lexicon of taxes. Okay, so sometimes you see it used by itself. Sometimes it's called cost basis. Sometimes it's called an adjusted basis or a tax basis. Whatever it's called, it is important to calculate the amount of the gain or the loss when you sell an asset. And remember, if you lost money, that can be counted in there as well. So it's not just the gains, it's the losses as well. Your basis is essentially your investment in an asset, like our house, the amount that you will use to determine your profit or loss when you sell it. The higher your basis, the less gain there is to be taxed. Okay, and therefore you can lower your tax bill. This is why it's so important to accurately track the basis of any of your investments. So it sounds simple. but it isn't really. For the first thing, your basis depends on how you get the property in the first place. And there are all kinds of formulas for this. Was it a purchase? Was it a gift? Was it an inheritance? Was it something for married couples? They are joint tenants of the property. Are you a single person? There are so many rules. And I'm not going to get into any of all those rules because they are kind of above my head and hence a tax person. If you are listening now and you're like, okay, this is getting really complicated. Yes, it can be. And my goal is to try to break it down as simply as I can. So, and if you miss anything, you can always go back to the podcast and listen again and take notes. And then you can go to your tax man and say, hey, I inherited my parents' house this year. How does that affect me with the taxes? What about any repairs they may have made during the year of 2022? There are so many different things that you can do. And you are responsible only for the tax on the appreciation if you inherit the house. And but don't quote me on these things because, again, it becomes a very complicated situation. So those are some of the ways that you can understand the capital improvements. Why am I talking about capital improvements? Number one, if you bought a house, you want to start your box of receipts. If you sold your house, you want to start a box of receipts to keep track of all of these things. So your capital improvements, there's such a long laundry list of what you can do to make these improvements. You know, maybe you put an addition on the house. Maybe you added a swimming pool. Maybe there's a new roof. Maybe there's central air conditioning. Those are just some of the things that can apply to a capital improvement when your house is sold. So this is very important for those of you that sold in 2022. Things, however, that do not count, but I still keep the receipts regardless because I want to know what it costs me to run my household, to keep maintenance on my house. So maintenance things are not necessarily things that can help you. So other capital improvements, that they don't have to be big ticket items. Keep that in mind too. You had to purchase a water heater. You put new energy efficient storm windows in. You put a home security system into your home. Which if you put a home security system into your home or a new roof or things like that, you want to also check with your insurance company. So whoever the insurer is of your home, if you've done certain repairs, if you've added a swimming pool, if you added a new roof, if you've added a security system, if you've added energy efficient items to your home, talk to your insurance company because they're not things that can be claimed now in 2022 unless you sold your home, but they can offer you discounts on your home. So you added a security system to your home that you didn't have before, you call your insurance company, and now you're getting maybe a 5, 10, 3% discount on your home insurance. So these are very important things. And certain energy improvement, home improvements can also put money in your pocket during the year that you did them. Of course, you want to save them for capital improvements, but there is certain rules and regulations that you can follow with the IRS, and we're going to tap into that so that you can understand it. What can't be covered? Now, like I said, I put everything into the box, but certain cost of repairs cannot be added to your cost basis for capital gains. So some of those examples are you fixed a gutter, you painted a room. You know, I'm a big fan of paint. It can upgrade any house at any time. You replaced a pane of window. You fixed a couple bricks that needed to be done on the sidewalk. Basic repairs like that. You know, maybe you put a new light in. Those are not deductible, but it's nice to know what you paid. Now, if you put energy efficient lighting in your house, that's a different story. So in the past, it was really critical for homeowners to save receipts for anything that they could qualify as an improvement. And every dime added to the basis for your house, less than the IRS could tax when the house was sold. But now The rules have changed and the home sale profits are tax-free for most owners. So there's no guarantee that all your careful tracking on the basis cost of your house will pay off. But I personally think it's worth it. And I basically think it's worth it when you do go to sell your home. Maybe you're planning on selling it in 2023. So these are important things for you to know now as you're getting ready to sell moving into 2023. So super, super important stuff. And I think it's important too, because when you're writing up the description of your house, you, even though you might have done little things like every room has been freshly painted, new carpet in every room, new hardwood floors, some of those things are not deductible. But it's nice to enhance the listing for your home by doing things that don't necessarily give you the ROI on taxes, but they can give you the ROI rate of income, the rate of return on your home just in the listing itself by saying that these things were done. So when you sell, under the current law, if you lived and owned your home for at least 2 to 5 years leading up to the sale of the home. And it depends on whether you're a married couple or a single. So again, tax guys are very, very important in understanding this. So how do you determine all this? So the first $250,000 of profit on the sale of your principal residence is tax-free for single filers. And the first $500,000 of profit is tax-free for married couples who file a joint return. So let's use just a really simple formula here. Maybe you bought your house for $300,000 and now you have it listed for, let's say, $600,000. You can gain more return by including your repairs, the ones that are eligible, your capital gains, your capital costs that we have been talking about here, your capital improvements. So maybe that $200,000 profit that you've gotten can now become more or less depending on the formula of what your tax guy does for you. So the first $500,000 of profit is tax-free. So if you did, say you're selling your house for $600,000, you purchased it for $400,000, but you did about $200,000 of repairs. Now you're up to $400,000. That's a tax-free profit. Again, I am not an accountant. I am not a tax person. I'm just giving you the understanding as I know it and according to some of the questions my tax guy asked me. So you calculate the total of everything you paid on the house, the original price, the fees, everything that you did. And then you add to that the cost of all the improvements that qualify that you have made over the years. It's not just for this year, it's over the years, which is known as the adjusted cost basis. So compare the adjusted cost basis with the sale price of your home. Let me repeat that. Compare the adjusted cost basis with the sales price you get for the house that you're selling. So if you made a profit and the gain, some of that gain could be taxable. Again, it generally depends on whether you're an individual, whether you're a couple, and the things that you are claiming. So it sounds so complicated, and it kind of is in a way, but I just want people to know, I want you listeners to understand that save all those receipts, box 2021, box 2022, box 2023, and then when you go to sell the home, it is time to put all those things together. But here are some additional notes when you're selling that could affect your taxes. Losses on the sale of a personal residence are not deducted. They're not deductible if you lost money. However, the capital gains from the repairs that you did could lower some of the cost. If you sold a home prior to August 5th of 1997 and took advantage, there was an old rule that let homeowners put off the tax on their profit by rolling the profits over into your new home, which is your adjusted basis, is reduced by the amount of any of the money that you rolled over. And there are still some rules that apply there. tax guy again. So it makes sense to keep track of anything that you spend to fix up your home, to expand your home, to improve your home, so that you can reduce or avoid taxes when you sell it. I mean, let's face it, after all, the last president didn't pay one darn penny in taxes with anything that he did. So why can't you find a way to legally do the same thing? So very important that you try to be as prepared as you can. And like I said, make a special folder, make a box, save all your receipts, save all your records for any improvements that you've made. If you've lived in your house for years and years and years, the area housing prices have been going up. So there is a portion of the gain of the sale that could be taxable on your house. You can reduce the taxable gain. Like I just said, you bought a house for $400,000, you sold it for $600,000, that's a gain. But if you take your home improvements, they can reduce the cost of the gain of the house. So it looks like you're making less money overall, but you're really not. If you are operating a business from your home, or you rent a portion of your home to someone, you may be able to write off part of your home's adjusted cost basis through depreciation each year that you do it for that purpose. So very important to understand how that works. If you are self-employed, working from your home, you must have dedicated spaces to be able to do that. And when you sell your house, you can't exclude the amount of depreciation that you took under the capital gain. So again, it becomes like kind of muddy if you don't understand it. So if you took deductions and depreciation because you operated a business from your home and then you go to sell your house, you can't then again repeat those deductions. Okay, so complicated. So with that complication, now that I have your head all confused about some of this, let's take a quick commercial break. Yes, we need one because even my head is just like, oh my gosh, so many facts, such an information download dump. But let's take a quick commercial break and we'll come back with some more things that you can do, especially the energy efficient improvements that you made in your house during 2022. We'll be right back with more of Home Improvement Fix and Facts.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Here's an important message for all first responders, tow truck operators, and anyone who works on Pennsylvania roadways. Every day, emergency responders just like you are struck by vehicles while working on the road. Some don't survive, others are critically injured, and can never go back to the jobs they love. Lives are changed forever in a matter of seconds. Today's drivers are more distracted than ever before, and often don't see responders working on the road until it's too late. In 2020, emergency responders and other highway workers are being struck and killed at least once every 7 days. Remember, you can't help anyone if you become a victim yourself. Get trained in traffic incident management and learn how to survive. It's free of charge and it's waiting for you now. Work safely, stay alert, and stay alive. Your family, friends, colleagues, and the public you serve need you. This message is brought to you by Penntime and Beasley Media Group. Learn more about Pennsylvania traffic incident management training at penntime.com.
'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Now, it amazes me. After I was listening to the news, apparently our IRS is not set up to handle super, super rich people, which is why they barely get audited. really? And the average Joe, like you and me, who make a modest living, we're middle class, we live day to day, we get audited like crazy. It's really sad that it happens that way. They're the ones that pay the least amount of money. They're the ones that should be audited the most. And it makes me sad. It makes me sad when people who aren't making a lot of money, that are only making, you know, maybe $100,000 a year, are getting audited for because they are. I did get a quick question. And so let me answer that. And yes, Joseph P., you are correct. It is a W-2. When I was referring to 1099s and home basis and home offices, you're not eligible for a home office deduction if you receive a W-2 from an employer. So you receive a W-2, you cannot take a home office deduction. Just want to make that clear. Again, check with your tax guy, because I think I called it there's a 1099, 1090. I might have called it the wrong thing. So let me correct that. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway, and we are talking about closing out 2022. Hope you closed it out already, but preparing for your taxes and doing it now as opposed to waiting till April to get everything together, especially if you sold your house or you bought a new one. There are so many things that you can do. And tax breaks, as I was saying, for home improvements on your general residence are usually more of a capital gains when you sell your house. However, there are energy efficient improvements that you can use in your home for deductions. Now, you've heard me talk about PECO and your electric companies and things that are out there that you can deduct. However, like you sell a refrigerator, you go to the website, you bought an energy efficient refrigerator, PECO will pay you $75 to take away your old refrigerator. And they'll also pay you a tax credit for your energy efficient refrigerator, depending on which one it is. So make sure you go to your local energy company to see what their tax credits are. The big one, though, the really, really big one, is installing energy efficient equipment in your home. And as I told you, my husband and I had checked into this. We thought, oh, let's put solar panels on our house. Let's see if we can save money that way. We're getting older. We'll have a fixed bill. It doesn't always work that way. So be very clear. And you can go back to, gosh, one of my shows from probably over a year ago about solar panels on your home and listen to that. We had somebody come in and talk about it and what you can and can't deduct and how it all works. But in general, if you have solar water heaters, geothermal heat pumps, small wind turbines, solar electric property panels, fuel cells, things like that, starting from December 2020, there were deductions that you could take, and only the fuel cell property is limited to, is subject to a limitation with a $500 credit with respect to each half a kilowatt of capacity. Your solar company should have gone over this, and they should have been very, very clear. But right now, going into 2022, 2023, between December 2019 and before January of 2023. Now, remember, we're already a couple days into January. So if you're doing it now, it's the rate of return, the percentage is going to be lower. But you are able to get a 26% decrease on your taxes for any solar panels, any solar structures, any solar water heaters, geothermal pumps, things like that in your house. Next year, or this year, December 31st, 2022 to January 1st, 2024, it drops to 22%. So you lost 4 points of credit. Now, what does that mean? You put panels on your house. Maybe you spent $10,000 to do this. I doubt it. You probably spent a lot more, but only based on the rule of 26%, only 26%, depending on what other costs were involved, maybe $3,000 is what's deductible. So you have to be very clear. It's not 100% deductible the way some properties some solar companies claim, you really want to do your homework and you really want to ask the questions. Why didn't we put solar in? It made a lot of sense in so many ways, but because of where our panel box was, our breaker box was, we would have had to have moved the whole breaker box to another location, which you just can't pick it up and move it. It is a very expensive cost to do that because it involves every bit of wiring in your house. And because of the demands of what the government and what the solar credit tax credit laws require, that your boxes be in a certain place, your outlet boxes, your fuse boxes, whatever it is that you have, be in a certain place. It made no sense to us to spend $7,000 to move a box, our breaker box, to another location when it would pretty much eat up the credits that we were going to get. So why would we do something like that? So it really deterred us from doing it. But you might want to check into this. In general, traditional roofing materials and structural components do not qualify for the tax credit except for capital gains. However, some solar roofing tiles and solar roofing shingles serve as solar electric conductors that are performing the function of traditional roofing as well. So serving both as, you know, solar electric generators and structural support. And so some of these items will qualify. Components such as a roof's decking or rafters that serve only as the roof structure or functioning structure do not qualify for the credit. So it's kind of a mucky line that you're following there. So you want to be really careful with those credits. Now, remember, you can get credits all year long. You put in energy efficient windows, doors, things like that. Go to your local companies and see what your credits are. That might make you decide whether you're putting door A or door B in, because one might have a better rate of return, a better ROR, a better dollar back in your pocket, because they qualify for a better rebate based on that particular door. So those could be decisions that you make, but you still want to keep all of those receipts. This is a question your tax guy should be asking you when you are doing your taxes. If you own your own home, did you make any energy efficient repairs to your home, such as exterior windows, doors, skylights, solar panels, anything like that? So the overall, just so you know, the overall tax credit is $500. This is aside from the energy credits for solar panels. So be very clear, have your receipts, understand what you can claim and what you can't claim, and make sure that if your tax guy isn't asking you these questions, you have to make sure that you ask the questions. And that's why we're having this show now, so that you can go back and listen to it if you have to. And then we're going to get into other things like electric car purchases and if you put a port in your house for electric cars. So residential energy property expenditures can be anything like I just said: energy efficient heating, air conditioning systems, water heaters, natural gas, oil, propane, biomass stoves, qualified biomass fuel property expenditures. That's a whole nother ballgame. Are things that can give you energy efficient property credits, but you have to understand that the applicable laws that go for that, and that's why you need your tax guy. So who qualifies to claim residential energy credits, and are there limitations? You have to go to the laws, like the IRS is always doing. They're changing the laws over and over again. But just let me give you an example. These are credits you could have claimed throughout the year. And the timeline doesn't always expire on these timelines. It might be right up till the end of 2022. So if you put any main air circulating fans in your house, you may have qualified for a $50 credit, which you can claim now. You don't have to wait to do your taxes to claim it. There are $300 deductions for items that are energy efficient building, for energy efficient building. There's $150 that you can get back for qualified natural gas, propane, oil furnace, water boilers. But there's also credits out there that you can get get based on windows, doors, anything of that sort that you might have put into your home. So go to the website. I love PECO because they can really break it down for you. You can also go to the IRS website and check out what the IRS says. And some of my information I'm pulling directly from their website. And so the big push was, and I consider this in home improvements in a slight sort of way, because if you purchased if you bought a new qualified plug-in electric vehicle in 2022 or before, you may qualify for a clean vehicle tax credit up to $7,500 under the Internal Revenues Code Section 30D. So the credit equals, let me explain this to you as simply as I can, $2,917 for a vehicle with a battery capacity of at least 5 kilowatts, kilowatt hours, plus $417 for each kilowatt of capacity over 5 kilowatt hours. So the maximum credit is $7,500. It's non-refundable, so you won't get it back more than once on your credit when you owe taxes, and you can't do it for any excess credits in the future. You can also, and there is a form for that. I wrote that down. It's called a form 8936. It's a form 8936. So if you're doing your taxes yourself, make sure that you're pulling up that form. If you have put an outlet into your home for charging, vehicle charging, you plugging in your car, there are tax credits for that as well. So if you missed claiming a tax credit for an electric vehicle that you purchased in 2022, you may be able to file it by filing an amended tax return for that tax year when you took possession of the vehicle. Now, this is really crazy, people. The IRS has all kinds of laws for this too. If you purchased a vehicle before August of 2022, but after this date, and was it manufactured in the USA or was assembly location based on where it was assembled? And then there are specific things for the VIN number and vehicles purchased before January 1st, 2023. It's big, it's complicated, it's crazy, but there are huge deductions there, not just for your electric car, but if you put an electric station into your house, a dedicated line for charging your vehicles. So if that went into your house, read up on it, find out what you can do. And there is also more information out there if you purchased a pre-owned electric vehicle. So big read from the IRS. You really want to be sure that you understand what's going on. But I just wanted to put that out there because it's important. But one of the things that I think is really important when it comes to our house is what medical improvements. What have we done in our home that has helped us live a little more comfortably? What are the home improvements for medical purposes? What is the cap on that? How much can we spend? How much do we get back? And how does it work? Is it considered capital gains? No. Not necessarily. This is considered medical purpose repairs. So we're going to break that down in just a minute. I do want to take another commercial break here while we're talking about that. And Wes, thanks. That tax man was great. Really appreciated that coming back from commercial break. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts, and we'll be back with more of what home improvements for medical purposes you are able to deduct on your taxes for 2022.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Joe Buck and John Smoltz welcoming you back to the City Center Convenience Mart. Well, John, the stage is set for the final transaction.
That's right, Joe. Heather's moment has arrived, and you just hope all that training pays off.
Heather lays down her purchase, but Randy rings it up as slowly as he can.
He is a wily veteran.
It gives Heather's eyes the chance to wander.
Uh-oh.
Yep, she's looking at the cigarettes.
There's nothing good back there. Quit now, and in 5 years, your odds of getting certain cancers drop 50%.
Meanwhile, Randy's stone-faced. He's giving nothing away. He just stands there, wetting his cashier's finger on that sponge.
Heather toes the rubber.
Here we go. Heather's arm is in motion. But instead of pointing at the back wall, she just grabs the gum off the counter.
That's a slick move.
Heather, back, back, back. She is out of there. Even Randy tips his cap to Heather. Stand Up to Cancer and Rally wants you to reduce your risk for cancer.
Go to takeahealthystand.org.
You can tell the boys at the IRS, this old boy, hell, I've had enough. Love the way the big man rakes it in, the little man coughs it up.
You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway, and we are talking about what you need to get together for your taxes when you go to file in 2023 for the year of 2022. And the home improvement for medical purposes is really important. It's important to me that I share this with you because it is, let's break it down. Home improvements for medical purposes are tax deductible once they exceed 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. So let's talk about that for a minute. If your adjusted gross income is $100,000, you can start deducting home improvement expenses after you have spent $7,500. If you make $400,000 and that's your adjusted gross income, then it's $3,000. So it depends on what your income is, your adjusted gross income, and how much you can spend. So if you spent $10,000 on home improvements for medical purposes and your adjusted gross income was $100,000, you can deduct only $250,000 or $2,500 of that. So that's $2,500 that you can deduct. So you have to take care of the 7.5% first, which is $7,500. And whatever's after that, you can deduct. I know, confusing, isn't it? That's our good IRS for us. Maybe those rules will change over the years. I would hope so. So knowing that formula is really important to understand what you can deduct and what you can't deduct. So home improvements can be deducted for medical expenses if their main purpose is medical care for you or your spouse or your dependents. I know a lot of people had to deal with a lot of COVID stuff, which caused some issues. So, and you want to look at all of these deductions on both a state and a federal level. I think that is important too. So ordinarily you can't deduct a permanent improvements like a swimming pool to your home or a new bathroom, but some home improvements can be deducted as a medical expense. I know when people are dealing with something called fibromyalgia, sometimes they recommend the use of a hot tub to be able to keep things working properly. And sometimes that is something that you need medically to make you better or help you assist you in living your life. So those things can be deducted. But before you get too excited, you know, about putting in a brand new pool, be aware of some of the hurdles when you go to do that. So what counts? What home improvements are medical deductions? Let's try to talk about that a little bit. The main purpose, like I said, is medical care for you, your spouse, your dependents. These are fully deductible, subject to the limits discussed by the law if they don't increase the value of your home. Okay, so, oh my gosh, it's like such a crazy area of topic to talk about. And I probably didn't even leave myself enough time to talk about this. But if you have to construct ramps for your home, entrances or exit ramps to your home, those are deductible. So I'm going to give you some examples of fully deductible expenses that are improvements to make your home wheelchair accessible or to make it easier for a disabled person to get around in your home. So, and I have talked about these before. When I do my show on ADA compliance for your home, I do one every year. We'll probably do another one in probably March to upgrade and remind people about taxes. So these are things that you definitely want to have receipts for. These are things that you can definitely take under the 7.5% medical deduction of your adjusted gross income. So exit and entrance ramps to your home. Widening doorways at entrances or exits to your home. Widening or modifying hallways and interior doorways. Because remember, you need a certain amount of space to be able to get a wheelchair through. And standard doors, 30 inches, 32, may not work for you. If you're installing railings, support bars, or other modifications to the bathroom, maybe you need to completely gut your bathroom and make it ADA compliant because you're in a wheelchair. You need a special kind of sink for that. You need a toilet that flushes on a certain side. These are all deductible. If you have to lower or modify your kitchen cabinets or equipment in your kitchen to make it proper to work because you're in a wheelchair, these are deductible. This is a whole nother topic, but I just want people to be aware of medical expenses that you can deduct. Moving outlets or modifying electrical outlets and fixtures. So let me explain that a little bit. Most outlets in your home are down along the floor level. But if you are in a wheelchair, you might need them brought up on the wall, maybe halfway up the wall to make it easier for you because you can't bend down, you can't get to those fixtures. So modifying electrical outlets and fixtures in your home, moving them up the wall. If you have to install any kind of a porch lift or any other form of a lift, you know, to get you up and down stairs, super, super important. This is deductible. If you have to modify your smoke alarms, your fire alarms, or other warning systems in your home, make sure that they qualify, but those can be deductible. Modifying, like I just said, your stairways, you might have to put some ramps inside your home. Maybe you have a couple steps and that has to be changed to a ramp inside your house as opposed to a lift for a stairway because it's only two or three steps. Things, and I love when I do the ADA compliance because I'm going to repeat all of these things again. If you have to add additional handrails or grab bars anywhere in your house, not just the bathroom, maybe along a hallway, maybe near your bed, maybe in your kitchen, those are deductible. Modifying any hardware on your doors. Again, you might have arthritis so bad that it's a medical condition that you can't turn a doorknob. So you have to switch everything to levers. So when you're modifying the hardware on your doors, you might have to move those handles up higher on the door, depending on what is going on with you. So those are really important things to remember. Modifying, like I said, the entranceway and exit ways of your doors. And you might even have to change the grading around your property, grading the ground to provide better access to the residents is considered a medical home improvement. So these are things that not everybody talks about or thinks about. And these are some things that even your tax man might know. So sometimes some home improvements increase the value of your home, like installing an elevator so that a disabled person doesn't have to use the stairs, or installing a new bathroom on the ground floor so that you can avoid using the stairs. These types of improvements With these types of improvements, you must reduce the amount of your deduction by the increase of the value of their home. And I think it's important to talk to your tax guy about how that may or not play into capital gains, because I don't think you can double dip on some of these. So let me give you an example. And I found an example online so that I can help you understand. You have a heart ailment. On your doctor's advice, you install an elevator in your home so that you don't have to climb the stairs. The cost of the elevator, now this is probably a very low cost, but the cost of the elevator is $800. An appraisal shows that the elevator increases the value of your home by $4,400. You may deduct $3,600 of the $8,000 as a medical expense, as a medical deduction. And again, it also plays into the 7.5% rule. Again, a lot of math here. Your head is probably swimming with all this information. And speaking of swimming, it's even possible to deduct the cost of adding a swimming pool to your home. However, the use of the pool must be prescribed by the doctor as a medical treatment or physical therapy. So, for example, you just can't deduct the cost of a pool because it's good exercise to swim, okay? And these are things that the IRS will scrutinize. So don't do it because you heard it here on my show. Do it because it is important and it is a medical necessity. So the IRS may question a deduction unless the pool is specifically designed for medical treatment, and the IRS is permitted They've permitted a deduction for an osteoarthritis patient whose doctor prescribed swimming several times a day as treatment. And if you built like a special indoor lap pool that was designed with stairs and a hydrotherapy device, I mean, these are additional things that you can deduct. And the same thing comes with a whirlpool tub, for lack of a better word, a jetted pool in your home. Those can also, if medically prescribed, can be deducted in your taxes as well. So first you can deduct home improvements as medical expenses only if you itemize your personal deductions instead of taking a standard deduction. So you have to itemize, which is more paperwork, which means you're paying the tax man a couple more bucks to do this for you. And if you don't itemize, you don't get the deductions for your medical expenses, including home improvements. So those changes came about by Tax Cuts and Job Acts that took effect in 2018, making it far more difficult for most taxpayers to itemize than they did in the past. So many things. So remember that you should itemize only if all your personal, your deductible personal expenses exceed the standard deduction, okay? So make sure that you understand what you can do there. Remember the threshold of your adjusted gross income of 7.5%, and anything over that, you can deduct on your taxes. And you can show it at the bottom of your Form 1040 to be able to do that. And again, your tax man will help you with that. So remember, you don't get the entire amount. You only get a percentage above and over the expenses that you have to do. And remember, if you want to widen doorways and things like that, you just can't do it just for the sake of doing it, but you can do it if it is medically recommended that you do that. So people, there is a lot that you can do to save money on your taxes, and deducting medical expenses for a major illness or injury that comes into your play, into your home. I'm sorry if that has happened to you, because it's not a fun way to live, but you can get the money back from that. So medical costs are deducted only after they exceed 7.5% of your gross adjusted income. So very important to understand that. Okay, I think I made that pretty clear. You can go online, you can find all this information, you can talk to your tax guy. I advise everybody to start getting their receipts together now. Don't wait till the last minute and start your boxes or folders for all the things that you need to do in your home or any repair. So we've covered three areas here. We've covered capital gains, capital improvements on your home. We've talked about energy efficient improvements on your home. And we have included home repairs for medical purposes. Now, I've kind of given you a synopsis of everything. You can break it down. You can go into it. You can go to the different websites and check it out even more to understand how it works. And I highly recommend if you're in the PICO area, you go to their website and look at all the energy credits that are there from PICO, because man, oh man, there is a lot. Even if you put an exhaust fan in your bathroom, there's coverage there for things like that. So do your due diligence, spend some time. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Home Improvement Making Carol Holloway. Make it a great start to the new year, and we'll see you next week.
There ain't nothing wrong with this old